felt, even though you drove drunk and ran into somebody and killed them, you still go back to the alcohol. I know people who have been picked up 6 or 7 times for DWI. They continue to drink. They don't have a license. They can't get insurance anymore. They probably hurt people. Their wife has kicked them out of the house and all the rest of that. Why do they continually go back? One, they're addicted because the brain says it's pleasurable, even though it isn't, because dopamine's being released. So alcohol affects all of the brain systems, oxygen level in your blood. It releases dopamine. It inhibits parts of your brain from working. It literally shuts them down. And then people get this euphoric feeling. Wow, I got buzzed last night. That was fun. They don't even realize what's happening. And then, of course, the resistance builds up. You have to drink more and more and more to get the same feeling. And, of course, by that time, you're addicted to it. Let me tell you something that I know 100%. No person I've ever known, and no person in history, ever started out using cigarettes, alcohol, or any drug, and went, yay, I hope I get addicted. I hope after this first cigarette, I get addicted to nicotine, and I have to smoke pack after pack a day, and eventually I'm laying on a heart-lung machine because, you know, my lungs are shot, and I have emphysema, and I can't breathe, and I'm coughing up all this tar. I don't know of one person who starts out with a cigarette and says, I want this to happen to me. I don't know one person who abuses alcohol, lost their family, got in trouble, did all the stupid things they did, that first time they drank, they said, geez, I want to become an alcoholic. I've never known one person to use drugs who said, someday I want to be a drug abuser, I want to be an addict. I've never known anybody, and I don't think anybody ever starts that way. But with the idea of addiction, it's already in your brain. Most people in this room will have an addiction problem. Most of you will. I did. I was addicted to caffeine. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. You know where I got it from?
Yourself.
Nope. My grandpa, on my dad's side, was an alcoholic. Okay? And that's where that tendency, genetic ability, comes in. Genetically, I'm predisposed as an addict. So once I start certain things, it's very easy for me to get addicted. And they proved this in 1990s, that addiction starts in their brain through genetics. So basically,